This is Steve Sherlock with another in the series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. In this session, we'll recap the town council meeting of July 9th, the Arlington plan as discussed at the financial planning committee meeting on July 10th, the upcoming school committee meeting on July 15th, and the topics on its agenda, including the audit report, the brick classroom status, and finally, the new town website that was introduced last Monday, July 8th. So getting into the details, the town council meeting of July 9th, I missed, and I already wrote about that. Due to the scheduling problem, I had recorded Jeff Nutting and Chris Feely at the previous town council meeting talking about the first meeting in July being the second Wednesday, as it normally is. But for some reason, the official schedule, as noted in Resolution 07-46, said the first meeting was July 16th. The town website had that posted in a couple of places. There was no notification on the website prior to the cutover. And even on the cutover, the schedule still showed July 16th. So I missed it. So be it. Two interesting things, at least, in the meeting minutes that were reported in the Milford Daily News, Valley's comments, in particular about the additional $1 million that he proposed to add to the school budget taken from the stabilization fund. He really took a cheap shot, saying that since no school department or school committee members were there to support it, he was going to withdraw it. When in fact, I think he was really hiding his own fact where he had no support on the council. If you recall, in the prior meeting where he got it on the agenda, there were only five in the meeting. Four councilors were absent. So with the five present, he needed three votes, a simple majority, in order to put it on the agenda. He only had two, his and McGann's, until Feely himself added his vote to it, to simply put it on the agenda because he was looking for a good discussion. Well, the discussion apparently never really happened, at least according to the Milford Daily News. Valley took his cheap shot. Some school committee members watching the town council meeting on TV raced into the meeting, but the discussion had already passed. They had no opportunity to talk. Their conversation was on the sidelines, which is part of the protocol of the town council meeting. I understand that, but I'm beginning to wonder what value Valley really brings to the town council. I mean, he's made several cheap shot comments like this. He supposedly is coming back, and has come back, to bring his experience to the town council. I haven't seen that. Have you? If you have, please let me know. Let's get into a conversation around this, because I really don't see it. I see him making foolish statements, taking cheap shots, and I don't see him bringing any real value to solving the real problems we have, which do require expertise, which do require thinking, which do require good conversation. For him to take the cheap shot on the school committee and school board, school department, after having gone through the override and he didn't participate whatsoever, and to say that they're not supporting it, that's just totally unfair. I think Councilor Doak had the best comment, appropriately saying that Valley's comments were disingenuous. That's a good word. Good word for it. So on to the Arlington plan that was reviewed on Thursday night with the Special Financial Planning Committee. The assistant town administrator from Arlington came down to meet with the members of the committee, reviewed the details. One significant difference between Franklin and Arlington: Franklin has a more significant commercial tax base. Arlington is primarily residential, no room for growth in either arena. They did have a failed override. They did put together their five-year plan. They did get it passed. They're in their fifth year of that five-year plan. I found it interesting that she revealed that had they not gotten an additional boost in state aid, they probably would not have been able to succeed during this five-year plan, keeping their promise of not raising taxes again, or they would have made additional significant cuts. So, if anything, that just reinforces the task, the severity and the seriousness of the task facing this particular committee for Franklin. We are facing significant increases. We need to increase our revenue. State aid cannot be counted upon, so we're going to have to figure out additional sources of revenue and put together something. Otherwise, we're going to have significant cuts, not just in the school department, as we saw this year with 42 teachers leaving, but in other areas of the operations as well. So I wish them the best of luck. If you have any ideas as to what they can do other than a dual tax rate, as I've said before, and we'll go into further, that's not a solution. But we do need ideas. We do need conversation. So get involved. Toss your ideas out there. That's the only way we're going to resolve this. In terms of the upcoming school committee meeting on Tuesday, July 15th, no agenda's been posted yet on the school website, but that's normal. They don't usually put it out there until Monday, so it's still early since I'm recording this on Sunday. In terms of an open item, they probably will discuss something about the last town council meeting. I believe they're scheduled to go to the next town council meeting to report on the forensic audit, provide a status update. So at least Superintendent Ogden, more than likely the new finance person, Maureen Goodman, more than likely Jeff Roy, and I'm sure others will be there in support, because that group has always been supportive of each other, especially when they've gone before the public in big forums like this. The brick school apparently will be up on the agenda. Well, not on the agenda, but be at least addressed during citizens' comments, according to the Milford Daily News today. Brick's situation certainly is not totally resolved. It's not in the budget, but apparently the Brick Association has put money forward to the school department, and they have not either replied directly or acknowledged it at this point, so they do need to do that. Frankly, and no pun intended, this is a tough choice. The school study that completed on the Brick situation showed that in square foot terms, it was the most expensive classroom to operate in the district. Now, set aside from however it gets funded, it is still the most expensive classroom to operate in the district. The other key piece for me is that in the last school committee, Assistant Superintendent Sarah Belinsky talked about the fact that it can't service special needs children in the classroom. We have to provide an equitable environment, an equitable training and educational environment to all our students. So to give some students a benefit that other students can't have, that's not equality. Can't do that. Obviously, there's a lot of pluses in terms of the historical presence. There's a lot of interest in the community for the school to stay open. So it really would be a tough choice. What can you do? Get involved. Let your feelings be known. Clearly, they should have been made known with an appropriate vote on the override. But that's passed. Budgets are just going to make... The budget situation is going to worsen this discussion, I think. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out. And finally, in this session, the new town website got turned on this week, Monday, July 8th. I think the look is clean and neat, certainly not as busy as the prior site. Some things, at least in my early exploration, have been lost. Links to the prior meeting agendas of the town council, for example. There's no prior meeting agendas. There are minutes from the meetings in 2008 up through May 7th, but nothing prior to that yet. So I believe that's still going to be coming. I'll give it time to get out there. What have you found, if anything, that you either like or don't like about it? It may take some used to getting around, but what do you think of the new town website? Let us know. So to close, this has been another podcast. This has been a public service provided to my fellow Franklin citizens and voters. This is Steve Sherlock. For additional textual information on what are the subject matter here, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve.gmail.com. And suresteve is S-H-E-R-S-T-E-V-E. So again, suresteve.gmail.com. Or if you visit the Franklin Matters blogspot.com, there's a link in the right column that'll generate an email for you directly to my mailbox as well. And certainly any of the comments would generate an email to me as well, so I'll be able to get into the conversation with you that way. And then finally, the intro and closing music is from the PodSafe Music Network. John Schmidt with powerful, exhilarating piano music.